And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be in your particular time zone. This is your host, Andrea James. I want to welcome everyone to my show. Today's entrepreneur, and I want to start out by thanking my father that he woke me up this morning with just 3 hours sleep, but he gave me the energy to be on today. And today I'd like to let you know, live your dreams, never give up. Mommy and Daddy and Ancestors, I got a radio show. My guests are Stephen and Lisa Vasquez with H2BLD. And before I forget, I'd like to have everyone who in the future would like to be on my list for future shows, please text the word TODAY to 323-672-4949, and you'll get on today's entrepreneur's email list because it's completely automation, and I'm going through a training process here, but it's really exciting with what I'm doing, and we're opening up whole new avenues for entrepreneurs to be automated and to be able to reach people worldwide. Stephen and Lisa Vasquez are some wonderful people that I met during the summer. They're just a fabulous couple that are with their unique style, what they're doing in bringing healthy food, socializing, and people that have things in common, and also where there might be business opportunities as well for entrepreneurs, not only locally, but internationally. And while they're on the show this morning, I'm sure they'll even talk about their recent trip to Cuba, because our President Barack Obama has opened up those avenues as well. And it's just totally awesome as to what is happening with us today and tomorrow. It's we should be the trendsetters as we used to be, and we are stepping up to the plate to be trendsetters now and in the future, not just followers, but for people to follow us as we have in the past. We are kings and queens, and Lisa and Stephen are definitely royalty, a king and a queen who just happen to be married, and that just the beautiful relationship that they have in working together and developed, have a family, a marriage, and I really am so in admiring of them and in awe of them to see that Black love is working in their household 24/7, I'll even take it up 25/8, and seeing them as recently as yesterday for 5 minutes is just, you can still see the love after I don't know how many years, but they have a family and children, and just what the ideas that Lisa's come up with, the ideas of what Stephen has come up with. It's just, this is what we need more of. And I'll be so excited for them to talk more about house-to-house breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's so much fun. It's just, when I see something that's really unique and something that we can move forward with and have fun at the same time and meet some wonderful people, enjoy some fabulous food, and and eat healthy at the same time. The jazz and jambalaya that I went to during the summertime, that food was healthy. It was Chef Cheryl Tate. That's how I got introduced to Stephen and Lisa Vasquez. And so I am so honored to have them on the show this morning. Stephen and Lisa, are you there?
We are, Andrea. How are you doing?
Great. I am so fabulous. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. And I am just, I bow down to you because you're doing things out of the box, but this is what we need to be doing, things of what you're doing. We need to be doing this 24/7 with our businesses, whether it be our business partner, whether it be our life partner, our husband and wife, sisters and brothers and families. I'm just, and how we can make money, monetize, and also leave legacies for our families in the future. Is that right? And is that one of the reasons why you're doing what you're doing? You're leaving legacies for your family?
Yes, Andrea, always. That's one of the things we always look at because it's, and especially taking this H2BLD international, because we see that there's a lot of opportunity for going internationally and building the brand and the business to, you know, carry on.
Which I think is not just, that's really thinking outside the box. When you, the world is your oyster, and wherever you have the idea, the H2BLD can fit, whether it's in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Chicago, New York, Italy, Cuba, Africa, Egypt. It's no telling. So I know that this, and it's possible that there's some business opportunities there as well. And it's just, it really blows a person's mind, and it really makes you think. Really think outside the box. Is that right? You, with Lisa coming up with the idea, say for example, the gentleman that started the museum, the Smithsonian African American Museum that's now in D.C. That was one person's idea, and now you got a building, and it has a little bit of piece of our history. And Lisa, I want to thank you for thinking of the idea of H2BLD, and now it's on its way to be a very thriving business in a short period of time. And you're also crossing the international waters, and that's just it's leaving me speechless, really, to be a part of it, and just to be able to possibly go myself. Say if I'm on a vacation, and I'll call you guys up and say, hey, well. And that may even determine where I go on vacation as to where you might have a H2BLD. And now I'm going to plan my vacation, whether it be over in Cuba or whether it be over in Africa. And I think that's a wonderful connection, because you'll have things set up there. People will already be familiar with you here if they're from Southern California. And you go there and you already know. You already know people, so it's similar to what you're doing here, but just to go in the four corners of the world, China, Japan, Hawaii, anywhere, I think that's in a wonderful, wonderful concept. So can you tell me a little bit, just explain what HDBOD is for those who don't know? The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Andrea, thank you
for having
us. Good morning, my queen. Thank you for having us as well this morning.
Thank you.
So house-to-house breakfast, lunch, and dinner is just that, as you said and as you mentioned. It's meant to make the world a little bit smaller, house-to-house. We are a tech startup with a social theme. We are a technology company with a social theme. And our objective is to each other, to be able to have experiences in other people's homes with healthy home cooked meals. We do encourage, so we have hosts that host these HTBLDs is what we call them, and they host them in their home or their apartment or wherever they may live. And people go to our website, h2bld.com, they sign up, and they now become a guest of somebody who in their home for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. We request our hosts to have a dietary theme and a social theme. So the social theme might be something fun like Caribbean Carnival at Caribbean, or Gentleman's Steak Night is a popular one that we have, an intimate Latin fusion dinner somewhere, which might be a four-course meal. These things are in people's homes, and they so you have an opportunity to experience something fun. And then the dietary theme, which is the other part of it, might be breakfast, or gluten-free, or it might be a vegan meal. We do ask our hosts to use organic and non-GMO ingredients, and that's another part of our objective, which is to encourage the integrity of the food supply worldwide. So we ask our hosts to cook healthy meals and to use the purest and best of ingredients, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's unbelievable the warm welcome H2BLD has gotten in the community. We do consider ourselves a community, so other H2BLDers know one another. We have featured hosts, featured chefs, but you do not have to be a chef to do this, as long as you like to cook. A little more about H2BLD.
That's for anybody that likes to cook. It's just this is their platform, right? Whether they are a chef or not.
Meeting new people. We consider ourselves like Airbnb for food.
Okay, but with a twist.
With a twist, yes.
Which I think is just, I tell you, when I came during the summer, I called Chef Cheryl Tate, and she said, hey, I'm doing jambalaya and jazz at an H2BLD. That was my first time hearing about it. Mm-hmm. And then to step into your beautiful home, they're in Wellington Square, on Wellington and Crenshaw, Wellington and Washington. As soon as I came in the front door, I was blown away. And it was just a wonderful mix of people that came in. And even though the food was gluten-free and healthy, there was no food left. Everybody and there was so much food that even the dessert was very healthy. So nobody walked away bloated or, oh my gosh, I'm too full or drained with energy. Everybody was on high energy, and the food was very tasty from the first forkful to the last morsel. At least I was, and I believe there were other people as well. And you also had a group there that night playing music in your background, and I was totally entertained, and I believe everybody else was there. I met some wonderful people and did some networking. I look forward to some other events. And I know you have several H2BLDs that are really popular, such as the, what do you have coming up in for the rest of this month for H2BLD?
Sure, Andrea, it's Stephen. So what we have a big, this Saturday we have our Gentleman's Steak Night, which I do every month. And it's really wonderful. We do 90% of our menu is organic and non-GMO. And we have just a group of guys, anywhere between 10 to 15 guys that come over. We grill some steaks and some wonderful food. We have some really wonderful desserts afterwards. And it's just an opportunity for guys to hang out and chat, and it actually ends up being about 3 to 4 hours, this H2BLD, with some nice music, and talk about all kinds of things, politics. Last time we were talking about motorcycles and how most of our wives don't let us have bikes, but it was fun to talk about. And but, you know, I'm sure this one coming up is going to be an interesting one as well. So it's this Saturday at 7:30, and you can take a look on our website, h2bld.com, and you'll be able to find it there. But we have a couple other holiday events coming up, too. And Lisa will talk about those.
Oh, yes.
Excellent,
so
excellent.
We have a kitchen social event coming up, which is wonderful if you want to learn how to prepare meals from, you know, from scratch with wonderful ingredients. Our host there is Miri, M-I-R-I, and she is amazing. We also have a holiday series coming up where you can go to one of our host homes and learn how to make wonderful holiday desserts. I think they're making lemon pound cake and almond cookies and just holiday things that you can take to somebody. You know, you can make yourself and take as gifts, as we often like to do over the holidays. Also, we have another portion of that series where they make their gifts and ornaments for the holidays as well, and that's another host featuring that in Los Angeles. And that host will, I think everything is included. I think it's $19.50 a person or something like that. And you walk away with, you know, homemade holiday gifts and a wonderful, healthy turkey chili lunch that you eat while you're making your gifts and so on and so forth. We also have breakfast for dinner. We have a host that does breakfast for dinner, which is amazing. I think it's tantamount to, what is the chef making for breakfast for dinner?
I think they're doing corn cakes, scrambled eggs, pepper bacon, some fresh fruit.
And all these menu items are organic ingredients and sourced locally. And locally meaning wherever that HTBLD is. The ones that we've just spoken about are in Los Angeles County, pretty much between LA and Beverly Hills. But we have HTBLDs in San Francisco, Northern California. We've had HTBLDs as far as Spain, and so on. So.
Well, that's there again. It sounds like you're reaching the world via this. People socializing, food, healthy food, and I think it's a fabulous, fabulous concept. Who doesn't like to eat food? And as we, this is the time of year people are already saying, okay, what am I going to do next year? How am I going to change my eating habits? Do I want to diet? Do I want to lose weight? And I think this is a wonderful way to segue into that in eating healthy. And not just for the adults, it's for the whole family. Can I ask you, who is your target market for H2BLD?
We market to travelers. We also market to everyday people. And our target age range is around 21 and up. But we have H2BLD for children. We're doing HTBLD birthday party, I think, where one of our hosts is doing a birthday party as an HTBLD child's birthday party. So largely we market to people who the market that seems to be interested in us most are folks that want to experience and meet new people, kind of get out of their own box and have a great meal. We have to eat anyway, no matter where we are. So it might as well be healthy, and it might as well include some good company. So so many times people are traveling, and they stop in, and they sign up for the H2BLD, stop in and have a great meal. It could be lunch, snack, dinner, and sometimes, depending on the theme, it could be fun. And we also have built kind of, people are now looking at these HTBLDs and the opportunity for HTBLDs to support the community and also build their businesses. So that's another aspect.
I also see that another one of your popular things is the paint and sip dinners. And I heard about that event through another group during the summertime, but I would rather come to a Lisa and Stephen sponsored sip and paint. Can you share a little bit more about that one? Another one of your more popular H2BLD, excuse me?
Andrea, I think you were referring to the paint and sip. Yes.
Paint and sip, yes. Excuse me, paint and sip.
Yeah, so one of our hosts does a paint and sip, this happens to be a well-known artist, Patrick. I will give Patrick a shout out in a minute, but he is a wonderful and amazing artist, and he did an HTBLD that was a paint and sip in his home. And I think the menu was wild-caught salmon, grilled, and had wonderful desserts associated with that and amazing music. And Patrick Johnson, who is the artist that actually was the host for the paint and sip, was absolutely amazing. He had guests come in, and they paid so much to join him and taught them how to mix colors. And these were people who were not artists, who left there inspired and to do more artwork. He taught them how to mix colors and paint their own expressions. And I was one of them. I was absolutely amazed at how wonderful it was. And so we do those are one of our popular HTBLDs as well. I think we have another one coming up probably after the holidays.
Was that something where you, aside from eating the delicious food that's prepared, that they actually sitting in front of each person has an easel? And they're painting, or I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it because I think it's such a wonderful concept.
Yeah. So, yes, they were absolutely sitting at the easel, Patrick guided them in a truly inspirational way about brushes and painting and artwork and how it comes from within. And Steve, do you want to add anything to that?
Sure. Patrick's wonderful, and he discussed the different shading, how to shade, like Lisa said, mixing colors. So everybody was able to do those exercises on their mat, and then they did their own painting, their own drawing and painting, and really wonderful because everybody got a chance to take that home with them and enjoyed a wonderful dinner of salmon, rice, and all kinds of desserts and things like that. So it was really nice.
In paying for, when you go online to hdbld.com and look at the different events, or if you want to host an event, the price that you pay includes everything, and all the guests have to do is just show up with their attitude. Not attitude, a fun attitude and an open-minded attitude, and have an open mind for the experience. That's all they have to bring is themselves and a great knowing that they're going to have a wonderful experience that they'll remember for the rest of their hopefully adult lives, and turn around and share with other people. All they have to do is just show up. They don't have to bring their easels and things like that. Everything is already set up, which I think is it's just there again. It's out of the box, Lisa. And again, I thank you for this concept. And with the concept now, you have a business. And how many other people I know that will get inspired from any event that they come to that you two are involved in, and since you are the creators of H2BLD.com, can you also tell me about, I went to the farmer's market last Sunday, which is the first Sunday. You were a part of a farmer's market the first Sunday of the month at Wellington Square. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure, Andrea. So, the first Sunday of every month at the Wellington Square Farmer's Market, we do a breakfast buffet. We'll do orange French toast and a little quiche, roasted potatoes, and some wonderful coffee and a watermelon or a cantaloupe agua fresca. So it's really nice, and we're there just to promote H2BLD and get the information out to the guests and to the community, as well as get them to we source all of our product that we make there. We source it from the local farmers that are at the farmers market, so which is nice because then we tell our guests to go and do their shopping after they have their wonderful breakfast. So it's really nice. The market likes that, and our guests have a great time, and it's going well. We've been there probably four or five times so far. So
and it sounds like it's self-contained. With me being there the last two weekends, last weekend I was able to observe the fact that you had some of the ingredients from some of the farmers right there, fruits and vegetables, the eggs, and it was just right there. Everybody's self-contained, everybody's supporting everybody else, and there again, it's what we have to continue to do. Plus, it promotes and it's business, but not doing business outside of our community, doing business with inside of our community, and why not do it with the local farmers and arts and crafts and things like that. And even yesterday, and me going back, it was more so just the actual farmers market, but it seems like the first Sunday of the month is a lot more popular. And I just want to say again that this is Today's Entrepreneur. This show is live broadcast every Monday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And please text the word TODAY to the phone number 323-672-4949. Get on Today's Entrepreneur email list so you too can be a part of Today's Entrepreneurs and possibly be a guest on my future show. What I'd like to know now is how long
Andrea, I'm sorry, this is Scotty, your engineer. It is time for us to go to break.
Okay.
All right,
we'll
listeners.
Be right back.
Listeners, you are tuned in to Today's Entrepreneur with Andrea James. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, give us a call at 866-510-9025. Again, that is a toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada. That number is 866-510-9025. We'll be back after these short messages.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
And we're back. You're listening to Today's Entrepreneur on Black Talk Radio Network, providing you with new Black media for the new millennium. If you would like to ask a question of Andrea or her guest today, give us a call at 866-510-9025. Again, that is 866-510-9025. That's toll free in the U.S. and Canada. And now back to your host, Andrea James, on Today's Entrepreneur.
Welcome back from everybody wherever you are, whether you're in Southern California, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Cuba, Spain, wherever you are, welcome back to the show. Stephen and Lisa, you're still hanging in there? Are you having a good time this morning?
We are, Andrea. Thank you.
And we do have a caller, Andrea.
Thank you so much. Welcome, caller. Who's calling in today? Please announce yourself. Welcome. This is a place to be on Monday morning.
Yeah, this is Rakeem from Black Trade Line.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. This is the guy. This is another guy that can change your life as far as the new millennium and what we're doing. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning, my king, Rakeem.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I was just calling to congratulate you for your show. Your show is very inspiring to us. I want to thank you for everything that you've been doing to the community, the nation building, community development, investing in people's lives, and what you're doing for you know, small business and the teenagers. So I just wanted to chime in and just give you that shout out. We at Black Trade Line, we really look forward to working with you in order to bring about, you know, the change we need in our community, and also to help one another grow. So,
do you have any questions for our guests, Stephen and Lisa Vasquez, by any chance?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. Just wanted to thank the guests as well for being on the show. And, yeah, that's all I had to say right now.
Thank you, Mike, for chiming in.
For that shout out. Are you local? Are you LA? Are you,
Hello?
Caller, did you hear the question?
I heard, are you LA?
Yes.
Or was LA or local?
I'm in the Bay Area, Santa Clara, in Silicon Valley.
Okay, excellent. Well, we haven't done any HTVLDs in that area. We have been in San Francisco proper, but keep looking. Take a look at our website when you have a chance, and every once in a while we may or join in the send us your email address so we can send you out information of the events that are going on in San Francisco. Probably be in January.
Okay, sure. I'll do that. There you
and
go.
Maybe if you can schedule that around maybe a day before a Raiders game, or maybe do a Raiders theme, Raiders football theme, either that or 49ers, and have a football H2BLD tailgate party via H2BLD. There you go. That's an idea right there. How about
We have another caller.
Okay, great, great. Welcome, caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
That voice sounds familiar. Is that the smile lady?
It is the smile lady. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I got a good ear. I'm so fabulous, and thank you to have my queen on my show. This is Deborah Johnson, better known as the Smile Lady. How are you today? Are you enjoying the show? You have any questions for our guests?
I just tuned in. I didn't want to miss it because I love that topic. And I guess it's unfortunate I have this distinct voice. Huh?
I have a good ear, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for our guests, Lisa and Stephen Vasquez? With the H2BLD, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a couple out of Los Angeles. Matter of fact, when I text you yesterday, that's where I was at the farmer's market, and I think I told you in another conversation what a wonderful time that I had at their Jambalaya Jazz during the summertime. Maybe you and I might even get together and talk about how we might have an H2BLD. How about that?
Thinking with your promo to have them on my TV show, Smile and Spread a Little Joy. And
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Yeah, because I attach into anybody that smiles, period. Support, motivate, invest, love, and educate is the acronym. But I did want to just listen into your show, and of course I'm going to support you on anything that you do. Positive, that makes me smile anyway. So, go ahead.
Yes,
thank you.
I think that they would be a wonderful guest on your show because Lisa and Stephen, they smile 24/7. It's possible the only, and I don't know about this because it's too personal, only time that they're not smiling is when they sleep, but who knows, they may be smiling then too. Or smiling in their dreams.
Ms.
And Johnson, I just want to thank you for what you do because we need more of that. Yes, Scotty, we have another caller?
No, let me, we are using a new phone system, so let me just get that out again, and let me just mute everyone right quick. Okay. And except for Miss James and except for our guests. Again, we have a new toll-free number. That number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. When you call in, it will mute you. And if you have a question or a comment, just hit **. Otherwise, you can hang out with us. We even have a chat room. You can go to uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network, hang out in the chat room. But anytime you call in, if you have a question, hit **, and we'll get your question in. Thank you. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all good. It's all part of the program, and that's something we've been going through a couple of hiccups lately, but with Scotty being the intelligent person that he is, being the creator of Black Talk Radio Network, which now on YouTube we have over 2 million viewers. So Stephen and Lisa, just know that after this show is recorded, when it's downloaded or uploaded to YouTube, that you will have an additional 2 million people that are listening to your show. So you're going to be able
Andrea,
to
Andrea, let me just give a correction on that. We do have we do have tens of thousands of followers on various social media platforms. YouTube is something new we just recently started, and we do have thousands of subscribers, but that figure that I sent out was we will soon be approaching 3 million views of the videos that we post there. So it's 3 million views of the different various videos. But we definitely get all of our media out to the masses. So please continue.
And I thank you for that. Correct me if I'm right or wrong. I always want to give out correct information. So that's even better than the 2 million. Wow, how about that? Lisa and Stephen, I'd like for you to... how long have you guys been in business, actually been in business with H2BLD?
So, Andrea, we've been in business for, we launched in December of last year, and we are approaching 1 year of H2BLD being up and running, and during that time we've been developing the concept and Wildy, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
By any chance, are you going to be given a first anniversary H2BLD to celebrate your first anniversary being in business?
Well, possibly, but what we are doing with this anniversary is we will be launching our app.
Great.
H2BLD will be available in the app stores just after the first of the year, and we hope that you guys will join us in helping to spread the word. You will be able to search and locate any H2BLD area or not in your area that you want to go to, register, sign up, and have an exceptionally wonderful time. So that's what we will be doing as part of our anniversary launch.
Now, I tell you, if that's not keeping up with technology, what is? How many companies been in business for a year? You already have business set up, not over here, but international. And now, after your first year, you have an app, which will make it even more convenient for people to chime in and also find out more information than just get to you quicker. Is that right? Apps are really popular now, more so than ever.
Andrea, we found that a lot of our younger guests are really wanting the app because, you know, they always make split decisions, spur of the moment decisions. They'll look on the app. They're interested in looking on our app and seeing what's going on, and they could sign up and or they could sign up. Sometimes we'll allow them to do a go to a H2BLD, you know, 2 hours before the before the dinner or breakfast or lunch. So it's going to be really nice. I think people are going to be really excited about it and being able to go to these different H2BLDs all over the world.
That's how the new millenniums are doing it now. They do the things spur of the moment, and it's and with them being super interactive with live media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Facebook goes live now. It's just days of just sending out an email to your email list is gone because there's so many other avenues that are coming out now that connect people so much faster, and also is just getting the word out a lot quicker. And that, would you say your that target market, 21 to 39 for the new millenniums?
You know, we don't like to really put a box around it. We started initially, we started with a target market, 21 to 49, which was pretty much the market that we sought out to put our research marketing resources towards. But I've got to tell you, we have from 21 on up, it just seems like there's no specific barrier. We have people of all ages who are hosts, people of all ages who are guests. We have 21 have going to H2BLD dinners with, you know, 50-plus-year-olds and having a wonderful time. And so we really kind of don't want to put a box around it, but we just like to say that the H2BLD community is growing, and it really is something that that is unique, different than you would expect. You would think that 21-year-olds would want to be with, you know, 19 to 25-year-olds. You know, 50-year-olds would want to be with, you know, 40 to 60-year-olds possibly. But it just doesn't work out that way. So as our base grows, we continue to market to our base, which is far beyond the 21 to 49 that we started at.
Well, from what I could see at the event that I came to, there was, even though it was a little more mature crowd, there was, I would say, they were anywhere, just a group of a wonderful mix of people which when you have healthy food, entertainment, and like-minded people, there is no age lines and there's no color lines, because we're all coming together already under what we already enjoy, which is food, entertainment, and socializing, but taking it to the next level. And this morning, this is the Today's Entrepreneur with your host, Andrea James. Please text the word TODAY to area code 323-672-4949. Text the word TALK and you will get on Today's Entrepreneur email list, so you can be in the know whether you're an entrepreneur or not. I try to give a platform for entrepreneurs from the babies all the way up, and let them think outside the box so they too can experience and know about people such as Lisa and Steven Vasquez with h2bod.com, so they can also learn about Black Trade Lines, so they can learn about the Smile Lady, so they can learn about Black Talk Radio Network in the event that they want to host their own show. This is a wonderful format today, and it's just when you don't set any limitations on yourself, and you have other people that come to, from the north, the east, the west, and the south to help support you and see your vision as well. And this is there's no crabs in a barrel here. There's no down talking. Everybody is being uplifted. Trade Lines on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. is a wonderful show, and they're just also teaching us how to monetize our businesses and just move forward. And I know that's something that Lisa and Steven are doing, but they're doing it through the concept of H2BOD. And it sounds like it might be, the concept is similar to is it Airbnb, but it's different as well.
Absolutely. So Airbnb is, you know, for bed and breakfast. So it's for travelers that are seeking lodging. It's done exceptionally well. And when we came up with the concept, we're also trying to find ways to enjoy good food. We patterned our concept, not patterned it, but we had an idea in the back of our minds that it would operate similar to Airbnb, except for food, where you would have hosts and guests. And the host would be the preparer of the food and the venue, and the owner of the venue, or the owner of the venue. And then the guest would come in and sign up and go out and enjoy the food. So it is different in the sense that Airbnb doesn't deal with all, at all with food. But by the same token, it is the community that we are building, much like Airbnb. So.
And it seems that the prices for an average H2BLD experience is relatively affordable for the person that wants to come. They're not paying $200 or $300 or $500 to come away with this experience. The prices are very affordable.
Oh yes, that's one thing that we focus on, is making them affordable. You have some hosts that have kind of high end items, but what we do is we do make sure that we suggest that our hosts, when they plan their BLDs, if there's something that, you know, that the guest is going to be doing. For instance, we have a HBLD that's coming up that's about making goodies, I think we call it, and it has to do with making cakes and things for the hospital. Yes. Well, the pricing will always be all-inclusive. So the expectation is that you bring your, you know, that you, if the host is going to walk away with baked goods, and the guest is going to walk away with baked goods, the host will provide all of all of the ingredients and that was included in the price, that kind of thing, or ornaments. If the host is going to show you how to build ornaments as part of their social theme, that price is all inclusive, including food, the materials for the HDBO.
From the concept, say, for example, somebody has an idea that they want to go through H2BLD and have an event. Is there about an average time from concept to actual tangible event?
Andrea, we come up with an H2BLD idea. We like to give at least a 2 weeks to be able to put it up on the site so we can advertise it and market it and then go from there. But normally it's about 2 weeks that we'd like to give. Otherwise, you know, everybody's so busy, we want to make sure that they've got a little time to get that scheduled and promote it and then find out what market we want to get it into, things like that. So it's normally about 2 weeks. If you go to the website and you sign up as a host and you put in your information about what you want to do, either myself or one of our community manager will contact you and the next day and start discussing with you what your idea was and how you want to know your HBLD theme and what kind of food you're going to serve and all those things. And we'll guide you through that process and then start to market it and put it on the site and put some pictures up and there we go.
Is there an H2BLD experience that has been really creative? And please continue to give out the information on your organization and what you do. We have about 3 minutes left, and I just want us to be as informative as possible on this Monday morning. Lisa and Stephen, thank you for chiming in today, and we want to give you a little bit more time to share again what H2BLD is about, and I thank you I'm looking to do something in the future with today's entrepreneur. And again, I'm so excited because once I'm behind something, it's I'm in it. And just wherever you got food and it's healthy food, I'm there. God willing, I can fit it in the schedule. So please just give us your last thoughts. And you've got some, can you talk again about your immediate upcoming events for the rest of this month?
Andrea, yes, absolutely. Our website is H2BLD.com. That's H2BLD.com. That stands for House to House Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. We have several events coming up. We have a holiday series that allows us to allows the guests to have a lot of fun with holiday goodies, making holiday goodies or holiday gifts. We have a breakfast for dinner, which is amazing. We have a host who is a chef who makes the most amazing breakfast for dinner. I think it starts at 7 p.m. And we have Kitchen Social, which is one of our wonderful hosts, Miri, and it's actually a meal prep, and that one is coming up. And then we also have Gentlemen's Steak Night, which is extremely popular, and it seems like more women are trying to go than ever, but it is Gentlemen's.
Yeah, I heard.
So it's a wonderful idea for folks to get out and do their thing. We invite any of Andrea's guests. Andrea, we just appreciate you having us on. To go to htbld.com, and we will, any of your guests, if they put in AJ 2016, they will get a 20% discount for joining. doing your show and for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Stephen and Lisa, I am telling you, this is similar to a conversation that you and I have already had, either in person or on the phone, and I just want to thank you. And my final thought for the day is, this is one of the reasons why I do this, is for people such as Stephen and Lisa Vasquez, and for the Smile Lady, and for Joaquin, and for Scotty. And I just want to say in closing today that I believe in breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity. See you next time. God bless.